This is Susie Thorpe. Cambridge 105
Radio. Extremely lovely lady here, Sheila Kassane Marshall. She is a cancer veteran, or should we say a sufferer veteran, I think, strong lady, basically. And lots to be talking about today. But in particular, for us today, Sheila will be bringing with us a really interesting course called Living Well. Now, so if you've been diagnosed with breast cancer, this is the course to go on. Good morning, Sheila.
Good morning, Susie. It's great to be here on this freezing cold day.
It is, isn't it? It is freezing outside, but you've made it warmer coming in here today. Now, tell us about this course, first of all, because I want to talk about you, but I want to get across this particular course. This is a really important course, isn't it?
It is. It's been particularly designed for ladies with breast cancer who have finished their active phase of treatment. So this is the period that you may have gone through some form of surgical need, mastectomy, lumpectomy. You may have had chemotherapy before or after that, and that could have followed with radiotherapy. And then at the end of that process, you're sort of spat out and effectively...
That's a good word, actually. Is it, spat out?
It really is. Yeah. And it's like your captors have then released you into the world, except you don't know where your new world is yet, and you're a bit lost, and you're sort of mentally and physically a little bit broken, if you're like me, and a lot of the ladies I've met over the course of the last year. And so this course has been specifically designed for you as a way of gaining confidence in yourself in every way possible. So that is physically a program where you can start to slowly move and stretch to regain your movement and body control and start to sort of train your body back to a good place. And also it's a supportive environment with 10 to 12 participants on the course who are all in a similar position, so that you'll have that support network of friends who can sort of encourage you and say, come on, this is great work. It's slightly painful to start, and that soon wears off. So it's a program designed to give a supportive framework for returning to exercise, returning to life post cancer diagnosis, particularly breast cancer, and really a way of moving on and taking back control, having had other people, you know, controlling your life and the disease controlling you for possibly a year. This is you at the end of it saying, now I'm back in control and this is for me. So that's what the course is about.
And of course, very importantly, you have had a diagnosis of breast cancer. You've got through that. That's why you are a veteran. That's what we like to say. So you have first-hand experience, because you yourself, admitted yourself that you're not sure you even want to do the exercise, but someone pushed you.
That's right. So I had the whole shebang. I can't think of the term they said, but they literally threw everything at me to get me through my treatment and long-term survival. So I had chemotherapy, targeted therapies, mastectomy, radiotherapy, the whole shebang. And by the end of it, I did feel, slightly post-traumatic shock at the end of that massive process. And I felt to be rehabilitated. And when I went looking for this form of rehabilitation, I was surprised, I suppose, that there wasn't this active program that would help me and support me through it. So I went looking, and the Nuffield were offering at that time free trials of a one-to-one with a personal trainer. So a lady called Teresa got in touch. And although I was in the place of wanting it, I was still scared at the thought of pulling something. What about if I make it come back? And I mean, I know it sounds, funny thing to say, but these are some of the real fears that you live with. What could I do? Could I make it worse? Could I spread it? And it's gone, but you still have a little bit of residue fear at first. So Teresa actively encouraged me to come in and start working. And at first I used to think, has she no idea what it's like for somebody who's been through cancer and you are so weak and tired and done, you're just done. And here's this woman trying to get me in a gym and get me on a tread machine. And somehow she worked her magic. Over 3 months, she had me thinking about healthy eating in a much more profound way than I ever had, about exercising often and frequently and building up my strength and owning my future. And it really helped me. So this was the parameters that was on a one-to-one basis with a personal trainer once a week. And I wanted to reflect that, but in a way that we can make it sustainable and self-funding. So we've done that through a course of 10 to 12 participants, £3 a head a week. And the course will, £3 each will pay for the personal trainer to teach the course, but you also get that supportive environment of other people who are on a similar journey to you.
And to get onto this course, I've noticed here you've got to get in touch with your doctor, don't you? You have to be referred.
Yes, and I think it's just so that, as much as anything, it's so that you know your doctor fully supports this. And all of the consultants and doctors that I personally know, I've been in touch with, and they've had copies of the programme, they all love it. And it's just so that you know that that doctor is absolutely behind this, and all of the evidence and all of the medical guidance that's coming out from Cancer Research UK to the American Cancer Society, they are all saying that being proactive about your exercise post a cancer diagnosis is really important for long-term good survival rates. So they're all delighted with it. The NHS is just under such pressure that they probably can't do something of this scale, whereas we can.
Yeah. Part of the importance of this course, obviously, is doing a 12-week course and doing some exercise and healthy eating. But it's also about the comradeship as well, isn't it? That's something that you found quite enlightening.
It really is. When I started the exercising, I also joined a mindfulness course at the same time through Cambridge Cancer Centre. And that gave me a group of women who had been through a similar experience. And when I first sort of arrived at that, I hadn't realised the power of actually being normal, having those normal discussions and not having to sort of hide some of your fears about... I heard somebody describe it the other day as a gorilla that's sort of there dancing away as this big lump of fear, and you sort of have to bat him down. Well, I think I did start when I finished my treatment with a big gorilla following me. I don't know where he's gone, but he has left, and I'm delighted. He's been beaten away. And I think it's really important that having that normality makes you talk about it. And when you talk about it, you start to move on from those fears. And that's exactly why I think a group of women will help each other. This also sparked Bosom Buddies.
This is your website. This is really important. It's a great website, by the way.
Thank you,
very,
Susie.
Very good and very enlightening and very informative.
So the website and the support walks that come off the back of it is all about sharing tips about healthy food, healthy lifestyles, some mindfulness practices, whatever they may be for you, and exercising regularly. So that's the point of it. And we also have a monthly walk the second Monday of the month on Grantchester Meadow, and we talk, walk and share in a very open, lovely way, and it's always great crack, and we have a coffee afterwards, and we have a brisk walk, so we're getting some good exercise.
I think it's key that you were saying, and very honest, that you just didn't want to do the exercise and it was somebody pushing you, and now you are pushing everyone else.
Exactly. And it's funny because I have had from sort of non-cancer friends a bit of pushback recently, saying at first we all went along with, you saying, oh, we must eat healthy and we must exercise more and we should be trying for 5 times a week. And at first they sort of went along with it and thought, OK, she's been through cancer, this is great. A year later, some of my friends are saying, it's getting a bit boring now, we wish you'd stop. And I've had to say to friends, actually, I will never stop until my last breath, because I know that the advice is so strong for us particularly. We have a susceptibility on the basis that we have been through cancer. And the way that we can control our longevity and take ownership is by eating well, living well, exercising, practicing mindfulness. And, lots of doctors are now recommending a Mediterranean diet. And I passionately believe that all of these things help me and help all of our friends. And so I will never stop. And so I have suggested to some of my friends that they might want to defriend me on Facebook and take a break from me, because if anything, the roar is getting louder. I don't intend to get quieter. So they're going to have to defriend me for a while.
Well, I think that's fantastic that you're doing that. And the idea of thinking past the disease is also quite interesting, isn't it? I mean, you don't want to forget it, because that's part of your makeup now. That is you getting through it. But it is going past it. It is concentrating, as you said, the future. And I'm sure you're going to get women who are saying, how do I do this? Because it must be really hard to come from that moment of post-diagnosis or post-treatment to think, because your body is telling you, I can't do it.
Yeah.
And how do you persuade somebody to do that?
You're absolutely right, Susie. I think that at the end of this process, you are so tired and just a little bit drained by it all. You can't quite imagine getting to the gym. But I think that's the whole point. That's what I saw with Teresa, that when I first started, she was very gentle to take me on the machines and it just be a very gentle, slow process. This wasn't a pumped up gym bunny that was going to sort of put me through my paces as if I was, you know, on some army training. It was a very supportive, warm environment. And we're looking to reflect that. So we have had lots of advice from her, from the physiotherapists. And this is all in a backdrop that over those 3 months that I did my initial training, I went from, you know, could probably just about cross the, you know, the building that we're in now in terms of walking. And by the end of it, I could run 5K. I have had a total return to mobility and I've had a mastectomy. I have zero pain in that area or in any of my body. And I know that this is because I did a lot of stretching, a lot of movement, a lot of cardiovascular activity. I learnt to swim. Now, this is a big thing.
Did you learn to swim?
I learnt to swim.
You mean you couldn't swim before? That's even better.
Doggy paddle.
Yeah, well, that's true. We're all, yeah.
It was a very bad doggy paddle with a lot of nervousness around putting my head under and drowning or something. When I was growing up, a dear friend at school drowned in a swimming lesson. My parents never let me in the pool again. And it's affected the, you know, our whole family. We've always had a fear of water. So my sister and I both learnt to swim. And with the view that I would use the backstroke as part of my return to mobility and getting my full movement range. And that is an incredibly powerful back swing. And in doing so, I know that it has helped. I have got complete, you know, open chest and no tightness down the side of my mastectomy. So I'm absolutely delighted I did it.
Well, there you go. You are living proof that actually you can just get through this, can't you?
Yes. And what I would say is, yes, you don't want to be in the pool when I'm doing backstroke because I...
Why, do you take out the whole pool? Oh, goodness, really?
I'm one side of the pool to the other.
Do backstroke. Well, yeah. I think it's fantastic. And as you say, the cost for this 12-week course is £36.
Yeah.
I absolutely admire you, Sheila. It's fantastic that you're doing this and living well. Get in touch with Sheila, which is Sheila at Bosom Buddies. That's BOSOM-Buddies, BUDDIES.co.uk to find out about the course. Is that right?
That's right. And you'll meet a lot of friends. You'll get a whole room full of understanding. You'll get a bit of love, laughter, tears. You'll get the whole shebang. And I promise you, you will come out 3 months out of this course feeling far, far better and more in control of your life and your future. And that's what we're giving.
Oh, Sheila, thank you so much indeed for coming on today.
It's been a pleasure.